This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Hey, Mark, it's Becky. I just had to tell you, I'm driving and I heard your radio commercial, and as soon as I heard your voice start talking, it just made me smile. I just started grinning. Really made me feel good. Thanks for being who you are, Mark. You're the best. Hope I see you soon. Bye-bye.
Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Association of Realtors. Today's guest, guy, he was just on a month ago talking about squatters and how you can protect yourself. And I put a link up on my podcast for the city of Santa Barbara. I'm still trying to get a hold of the county of Santa Barbara and perhaps even city of Carpinteria and Goleta. If you're going out of town for a while, you need to let them know that you're going out of town. This way, if someone moves into your house while you're gone, you can get them out criminally, not civilly, and it could go lickety-split. So keep in touch with that. If you live in the city of Santa Barbara, the link is up at radiorealestate.com, the blog. The Return of the Blog, Japanese film with Godzilla. Today's guest, like I say, he's back. He's a strategic researcher from the Pacific Legal Foundation. And today, he wrote a piece, I don't know if it was a book, about how zoning laws, housing fees, and lengthy permitting process are helping fuel homelessness. So last week, we talked about rent control. So this dovetails nicely. And we'll hear from him. Fourth segment's the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly, year to date. We'll take a look at in the first segment. I do want to mention, Richard, I think every week or every morning, I want you to send me today's Rockford bit. And that's how I want to wake up every day, to hearing from Becky Baker. She's so sweet. What a nice thing to say. And she's as sweet as she sounds. She was a longtime assistant to realtor legend Keith Berry. And Oliver Shalom. He passed a couple of years ago. Always drove a Cadillac Escalade. High roller. Great guy. Great experience. So, year to date. It's the 45th week of the year. God, we're coming down. 7 more weeks. Hard to believe. For the week ending November 7th, 2025. Single family residences only just through the Santa Barbara Multiple Listing Service. So, meanwhile, here's real interesting. Last week, I mentioned the number of inventory, the months of inventory we have. And this was for the week ending October 31st, Halloween. And it was 3.33 months. Last year, it was 3.53 months. Year before that, 2.98 months. So in other words, it's funny to see it go down, because year to date, we're averaging 17.6 sales per week. That's over 15% higher than last year's number of sales per week. And more interesting, the first 6 months of 2025, we were averaging 17.42 sales per week, so it has not gone down. So that's interesting. Take note of that. The median price has gone down, but that's like saying you were in a fire, or you were in a hot tub, or you were in boiling water, and now it's cooled by 5 degrees. You're still in boiling water. So the first 6 months of 2025, the median sales price was $2,650,000 for the South Coast from Carpinteria to Goleta. And then it dropped to $2,500,000. I mean, I think at one time earlier in the year, it was $2,800,000. It was crazy. Mostly driven by Hope Ranch and Montecito. So now it's $2,486,000. And the last 3 years, it was basically $2,250,000. So that's up about 10.5%. 10.5%. Okay. So what I did this week, and going back a few years, is I took out Montecito and Hope Ranch. Now, the median price is $2,050,000. It's actually $2,049,000. Let's call it $2,050,000. Last year it was $2,000,000. The prior 2 years before that, it was $1,009,000. Again, 2022, 2023, 2024, very balanced, similar years. At one time earlier in the year, without Hope Ranch and Montecito, the median price was $2.1 million versus last year's $2 million, which was pretty consistent. So now we're only up to $2,050,000. So we dropped a little bit without Hope Ranch and Montecito. Still up 2.5%, but not as much as overall being up 10.5%. So then I went and I looked at without Montecito. No, that was without Montecito and Hope Ranch. Then I looked at only Montecito and Hope Ranch. And the median price there, $6,350,000 plus. And last year it was $6 million, Montecito and Hope Ranch. So that's up 5.8%. So I thought, wait a second. If without Hope Ranch and Montecito, it's up 2.5% that I just mentioned. Without Hope Ranch and Montecito, it's up 2.5%. Only Hope Ranch and Montecito, it's up 5.8%. But how could everything combined be up 10.5%? I redid all the numbers. It didn't make sense. I reached out to economist Mark Schneet, and he said, it happens. It's just the numbers. I can't explain why it happened and why it does happen, but it just mathematically, logically, it didn't make sense to me. So I thought I made a mistake, but he says, it's okay. So Montecito and Hope Ranch, $6,350,000. Last year it was $6 million. 2023, it was $5.5 million. 2022, close to $5.5 million. 2021, under $5 million. And 2020, $3.5 million. Those are median prices for Montecito and Hope Ranch only. So despite... yes, are we seeing price reductions? Are we seeing properties maybe stay on the market a little bit longer? I didn't do the median price on the days on market. The second 6 months of 2024, days on market was 18. In the first 6 months of 2025, it was 15. So it actually dropped. Fewer days on the market. But it's jumped up a little bit, so we are seeing houses on the market a little longer. Sellers reaching for a price and have to adjust it, and price reductions. Apparently, I'm hearing national news about a lot of cancellations of escrows, but I haven't looked at that locally. So, but overall, given these numbers and the inventory, we're not diving into a buyer's market. This week, you are listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break, come back with my guest from the Pacific Legal Foundation, not an attorney, a researcher, and he's got a new book out, Zoning Laws, Housing Fees, and Lengthy Permitting are Helping Fuel the Homelessness Crisis. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.